What a track it is. Taken from the film Fever, playing here on Subrush Radio. Your Monday afternoon to evening vibes, 4:42. Good afternoon to you. How you doing? You alright? Right, time to bring back my star interviews here on Subrush Radio. And what way to bring you back but to bring one of the biggest stars on Indian television at the moment. It is none other than the star from Bearhead Season 2, Shivin Narang, who is live with me. Shivin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Raj, I'm really good. How are you? And good evening to all the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're okay. We're doing well. I think we've got another lockdown that's happening here in the UK, but I believe things are also moving at a very steady pace in India.
Yeah, in India, it's the same. And even in Mumbai, it's extended till 31st July now.
That's right, yes.
So, yes, we're all at home, chilling, having fun.
I know, Shivin. I was going to ask you about
things.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
How has lockdown life been for you? Has it been interesting? Have you been very creative?
Not really creative, actually. I met with an accident, so not doing a lot of things. But yes, reading and watching some new series, was helping out my mom and washing utensils, learning some household things, and that's all.
And how are you feeling now after your accident?
I'm much better now. I'm much better. Thank you, Raj. Okay. I'm really... better now.
Shivin, so you've been helping out with your mom, you've been doing a few bits at home. Are you enjoying this part? I mean, or are you missing shooting on a daily basis like you were before?
Definitely, Raj, I am missing shooting, but the fact is that we have to accept the reality the way it is, and I always see what's the best in this moment. So at this moment, I can learn new things, I can be home, be with my family, I can focus on things which I used to take granted. So now I can focus more on those things. So, yes.
Indeed. Shivin, I want to talk to you about... we'll come back to Khatrogi Khiladi in a moment, but I want to talk to you about Bearhead Season 2, which, it's had a very unfortunate kind of situation where Sony TV has decided to wrap up a couple of their shows, and Bearhead Season 2 was one of them. Tell me, how do you feel with the way, the abrupt ending that the show has had? And is there any chance of the show coming back for like a finale?
I'm really sorry to say that. It's really unfortunate, but Behat 2 is not coming back. But yes, definitely, as an actor, as a viewer, I'm really, really disappointed, and because it's not coming back. But we can't do anything right now because the whole world is suffering with this COVID situation. And as the show and its scale is so big and so large that we can't continue with the COVID which is going on, and it's been 3 months now. So... it's quite unfortunate, but you have to live with this.
Yeah. Shivin, you've had a lot of love for Rudra's character in Bearhead Season 2. I mean, what would you say about all the fans and the new... I mean, you've done a lot of shows in the past, but with this particular show, there's been a fan base that you've never kind of had before. I mean, the kind of love that and the appreciation you've had, not to this kind of scale. What would you say about that?
This role was really very different because earlier... all those shows which I have done, like Veera was a big hit in UK also as well as in India. This was extremely different. My character was really, really intense and has its own baggage of life and everything. And I'm really happy that it really worked out because I have tried this kind of a role for the first time. Usually people know me by the romantic image I have, or in Veera people have seen me as Veerji, which is like the elder brother, the character. But this time Rudra was extremely different, and it was a challenge for me. So I'm really happy that people appreciated me, and people really like mine and Jennifer's pairing in the show.
They are.
I guess it's really worked, I still get a lot of love from India as well, from all over the world.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you mentioned Veera. Veera is also rerunning on Star Plus in the UK at the moment.
Yes,
we've got Khatrogi Khiladi. We also had Bearhead Season 2. So we've had a bit of a Shivin, a kind of a spillage of Shivin Narang here on UK TV, which has been great. Shivin, I also want to... I mean, you mentioned Jennifer. Tell me a bit about Jennifer and how your relationship with her is off screen, because a lot of people have been talking about how amazing you guys are on screen, but how many kind of fun moments did you have off when you weren't filming?
So before Behat, me and Jennifer, we just met in our award function, and I just mentioned that I really like your work, Jennifer, and I really wish we both work together. And she said the same. Yes, Shivin, I really like everything, like your previous work. So generally, I guess you can say it was a luck or something, written destiny. So this show was offered to me, and it was opposite Jennifer. And moreover that, the show is really very beautifully written, and it's a very true show. Like some shows we see in Indian television, we thought like, okay, it's basically about Saas Bahu and everything. But this show was really different according to the standards, and it's the quality. It's really high quality and a very different kind of story it comes with.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy people liked it, and people liked that chemistry in the show.
They certainly did. A lot of fans have been talking about that and raving about it. Shivin, there's also a question about your character. I mean, what was it about the character of Rudra that made you say yes to the role when you approached for the role?
Actually, this Behat 2, it was more about revenge. Like Behat season 1 was about love. This was about revenge. Mm-hmm. And when we say about revenge, there are a lot of pain comes because we take revenge because of our pain only.
Yeah.
Or our suffering only. So this relationship between Rudra, the character which I was playing, and Maya, which the character
Jennifer's
playing. Jennifer was playing. So these two characters are coming from two different worlds, and they have a lot of pain in their past lives and everything. So when they come together, I guess the one word is magic. Magic happens, and both can share each other's feelings. So I guess it's a very different kind of love story which we have showed this time, and I'm happy it's people have taken it really nicely.
Yeah. Kiran, by the way, is a massive a fan of Ashish Chaudhary, and she also loves your work as well. She was saying, how is your bonding like with Ashish, and did you guys play a lot of pranks with each other?
Ashish, I guess, is the biggest prankster in our show, and we are like brothers. Obviously he's playing my father in the show, but we are like brothers, and we really 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 enjoy shooting Behat, and it's a really different kind of show. I just want to request the listeners, please, if you have Sony Live or something like that, or go online, watch Behat 2. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And you'll be curious about the end also. That is one thing, because a lot of fans are writing that we want to see the end and we can't see it. They're a little disappointed.
Yeah.
But you never know. Behat season 3, maybe. This lockdown. Yeah.
Never. Have the makers spoken to you about season 3? Have they been in touch with you?
Not right now, Raj, because the situation right now, we can't make any commitments. We can obviously plan.
Yeah.
But right now, there are no commitments from any side. Because we all are just recovering from what happened to us, slowly bringing the life back to the track.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no commitments right now, but as you said, never say never.
Yep,
so,
indeed.
Yeah.
Shivin, I also want to ask you about, you know, as an actor, there's certain scenes that always kind of stays with an actor when you're doing a show like Behat, because it's one of those kind of revenge thrillers. What part of the show did kind of stay with you? Was there a particular scene? Was there a particular episode? Was there a particular moment in the show that you thought, wow, this actually is brilliant?
There's a scene. There are a lot of scenes in Behat 2. There was a scene that when there's a construction site, Maya, the Jennifer's character, is coming from the lift, and suddenly the lift falls, and I just go and catch her hand and save her. So it was a scene which is really very difficult to shoot also. And luckily, unfortunately, we had an accident at our shooting place. So I remember that situation. And the second scene was when my brother Richie in the show died, and the pain of that. So it was really very heavy to me to shoot for those scenes.
Oh.
So and some love story scenes, some lovey-dovey scenes, and between me and Maya.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
What do you enjoy the most? Do you enjoy the more romantic? Do you prefer the more action scenes? I mean, what is it that kind of tickles your fancy?
Actually, all of them. That makes Behat, because Behat is a complete package.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of emotions, full drama, a lot of action, which makes Behat, Behat.
That's right, yeah. Shivin, I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, after doing such a colourful role and a show like this, where there's so many different emotions, where do you go from here? I mean, what's next for you?
Raj, basically, I've been... For me, I consider myself Behat only, because I feel I'm limitless. So I always try different things. It's not only television or only film. I was shooting for a film that's on Indian OTT platform. It's called Eat Patange.
Uh-huh.
It's based on 1983 World Cup in which India won.
Ah, okay.
So which we have shown we have won in Lord, like 1983 World Cup.
That's right. Yeah,
we have won in Lord. Yeah, it's about that. The movie is about that. It's already on Indian OTT platform. It's a hit.
It's like you've beaten Ranveer Singh to his 1983 film that he's doing.
Yeah, but he's playing the cricketer.
That's
so
right. He is.
My story was a different. It's a different character. He's playing the cricketer Kapil Dev. So mine was really different. And plus, with all this, a lot of music videos are going on. I guess you must have seen Yaad Piya Ki Aane Lagi.
Yep.
So it was a big hit in India also, and all across. It crossed more than 250 million. It's close to 300 million now.
Yeah.
So it's going really well. And recently, one more music video I shot in Chadya Fitur, which I shot in Kyrgyzstan.
Uh-huh.
So that is also really doing good. It's a nice Punjabi feel song.
Uh-huh. That's brilliant.
People are liking, so I'm happy that all we do is for the people and to entertain them, and yes, for our own journey also. So it's going good. I just want this COVID to go away. That's it.
I know, that's it. But otherwise, a lot of fans are loving your work, not just the music videos, but also Behad as well. And Kutrugi Kiladi. Let's talk about Kutrugi Kiladi, because that was quite an experience. It was shot last year, but we got to see it, obviously, this year. Tell us how that was, because we're still seeing now the original episodes have just restarted again over the weekend. Tell us about that.
So, talking about Kutrugi Kiladi, this show has been offered to me a lot of times, but I refused this show because... I never wanted to do that because I'm really scared. I have some phobias. And now, as everyone has seen Khatron Ke Khiladi, so it is from rats. I really have a phobia. So I always refuse the show. This time I thought, why not, Shivan? Why not? You should face your fears and just go. So I just go unplanned and unprepared because it was just so last moment. So to start with, I don't know swimming. I'm really scared of rats and still I'm there. So that is a fun part of the show, and people are enjoying my honest journey. Because generally, whenever I'm playing something as a fiction character, I'm always very prepared and good with the role, and I know what to do, and I know how to put the role. But this is really unplanned, and this is something which I am facing my fears for the first time. I'm not in a very good mood. I'm not motivated. And still I'm doing it. So there are a lot of people who are like really liking my honesty in the show, and people really liking my... like chemistry with the other contestants, especially Karan and Tejasvi.
Mm-hmm.
So people are enjoying it, and I guess it was for my betterment. This Khatrogi Khiladi, this is the show I have not done as an actor or something. This is I have done as a person who wants to grow and who wants to overcome his own fears.
That's right, yeah. It's good to better yourself and to challenge yourself. I want to ask you, I mean, have we seen any of the episodes where, I mean, we've seen what we have, but is there anything that we're going to be seeing in the upcoming episodes where has been the most kind of terrifying bit for you? Because we want to see that side of you.
Actually, I can't reveal the stunt right now because it's coming next week.
Ah.
But yes, there are going to be a lot of, like every day, and I remember we were shooting this in Bulgaria. And last August, we were shooting for this. And honestly, each and every day was, you can say, I was like, no, I don't want to do more. I don't want to do more. Oh, no, one more stunt. And a more difficult one. So it's really, you can't plan it. You can't imagine it, what's going to happen. But yes, end of the day, it's a fun show. I have taken it as a fun show. I have aborted also some stunts.
Yeah.
So, because I'm really very scared of whenever there is a creepy crawly stunt in which animals are involved, and majorly, as I've told you, rats.
Yeah.
So I just say no to the stunt. I don't want to do it.
Oh God.
So
rats.
I guess it's a fun part. It's a fun part of our personality also, because we portray the superheroes or a character who's really very strong, and sometimes we are just scared of one small thing.
Yeah.
So this is what happened with me.
And it's all about the unexpected, because you don't know what each day was going to bring to you when you were shooting the show. You don't know what challenges were going to be and what you're going to be facing as a fear. So I think that's the kind of thing what kind of probably kept you going on the show.
It is. I guess that's the journey. That's life. It is. Like, we never planned for this COVID also, and it happened. So I guess life is about dealing with your fears and dealing with day-to-day challenges.
Yeah.
So...
Shivin, before we go, as in before we wrap up the interview, I do want to ask you, obviously, about the whole thing to do, obviously, Sushant Singh Rajput. I just want to quickly touch upon the part about whether you ever been approached for a movie, and would you ever consider doing anything in Bollywood under the kind of situation that there was, obviously, what we heard?
First of all, obviously, it's really, really sad, and Sushant was my neighbor, and before he shifted to Bandra, he used to stay in Malad, where I stay right now. So this news was really, really shocking. And even the whole industry, whole India, and all of the world, I guess, everybody's really very sad about the situation. Second, which you asked about the Bollywood, yes, I really have my inclination towards working, doing good work, whether it's television or web or Bollywood. So recently with this film of mine, Meet Patanga, which came, it is a proper Bollywood film. Mm-hmm. But yes, because of the situation, COVID and all, so we released it digitally. But I guess that's the future right now, because a lot of films are coming on digital. So for me, every work is same, whether it's a film or television or I'm doing something else or a show. So I, as an actor, as an artist, I give my 100%, no matter which platform it is.
Yeah. No, but I do want to ask you in particular about whether you are a little bit more apprehensive now about getting into Bollywood and doing a lot more Bollywood work because of the way this whole nepotism debate has been. I know nepotism everywhere, but what would you say about that situation?
I don't believe in, honestly, Raj, I don't believe in the things which are going on. Yes, there are some, I'm sure there are a lot of unfortunate things happen in everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. It's not because of nepotism. I guess it's our mistake also. Sometimes we just promote things which are not so deserving, or the things which are not so, like, we talk about nepotism, that star kids are given more privilege or something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess media is equally responsible for that also, because they want to capture them more than the true talent. So I can't just blame them. They have not done anything of that sort. If like everyone wants to take care of their children.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. But yeah, blocking someone's way, intentionally doing bad to someone, that is bad.
That is wrong, yeah. That
more
is
than
true.
The nepotism, I guess your intentions are more dangerous than that.
That's right. No, Shivin, you know what? It's been good talking to you. Thank you so much for touching upon that. I know it's a bit of a challenging subject that it is at the moment that's being discussed, but I appreciate your comments on that. Have you got a final...
I just want to say last thing that whatever the situation it is, we all have to be really, very... you should be motivated enough, and you should never give up. That's the only thing.
I agree. No, thank you so much. Shivin, have you got a final message for all your fans? I've got the news coming up, so I need to wrap up the interview. But have you got a final message for all your fans that are listening?
I just want to say that I really, really, really love you all. And thank you so much, everyone, for your support and all your love. I'll come soon. And maybe to shoot something over there, and we'll have fun over there. And definitely. I'll meet you too, Raj.
Definitely. Pakka, Shivin, it's been many years where I've been talking. So we'll definitely meet soon, all right?
100%. Thank you.
Look after yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you.